Hello?
Hello, yes, ma'am. What is your name?
Correct, Nicole Miles.
Miss Miles, let's see. Who's going to be Miss Miles? 1 second.
Yes.
Okay, the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse will be conducting your hearing. She will be the lead, so just hold on.
Just a quick moment here while I fill out some paperwork. Okay. Miss Miles, could you please state your name and your ADC number for the record?
Correct, Nicole Miles, 268-669.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing sometime back, although I don't have the exact date. We did not receive the notification form. But did you sign a form that notified you the hearing would occur today?
Yes.
Okay. On that form, there's a list of your hearing rights, and one of those is that you could hire your expensive attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today? Did you hire the attorney, or will you represent yourself?
I'll be representing myself.
Okay, that's just, the attorney's optional, but it's your right. Okay, but I'd like to introduce you to the board members who are conducting your hearing. There are three of us today, and we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chair, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll just lead the hearing today. We also have with us in the room the Honorable Mr. Turner, who is with the Department of Corrections. He will represent the department and your parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear the both of you in. So Ms. Miles and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Ms. Miles?
I do.
Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Miles, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So Ms. Miles, for phase one of your hearing,
what was that?
I just paused for a moment to let that noise go by. I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I need you to tell me whether it's true or false.
Okay.
So we'll start with, here's phase one, and that is that the allegation is you were in violation of condition number four, as demonstrated by your failure to attend substance abuse counseling on or about July 17, 2018, as directed. Ms. Miles, is that true or false?
You said my failure for what?
To attend substance abuse counseling on or about July 17th.
That's false.
That's false? Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to take some testimony from Mr. Turner then. And just hold on. And Mr. Turner will give us testimony on that.
Allegation number one. On 7/17/2018, offender seen at the Tucson parole officer. Offender was participating in substance abuse treatment at America's Rehab Campus, ARC. Offender was discharged from the America's Rehab Campus for having her cell phone. Offender was offered two alternative treatment plans but refused both. Offender refused to sign conditions to go to the Haven or the BSS for treatment. When offender was offered to go to her mother's house as a placement and participate in an intensive outpatient program, IOP, the offender refused. Offender stated she would not participate in any programs or live with anybody and wanted to be returned to prison. Offender was presented with conditions to BSS in a final attempt to get the offender back in compliance. Offender refused to sign. Offender was arrested and returned to prison.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So, Ms. Miles, what is not true about your failure to attend substance abuse counseling?
I did do the substance abuse counseling because that's one of the things that you had to do at the ARC, at the place that I was at. So I had already complied and did all that. And then the Haven, they didn't have housing for me. He wanted me to go stay at my mom's house for a couple days. And then once they found a place, a bed for me, then I would go over there. But there was no chance that I had a bed guaranteed.
Testimony that Mr. Turner just gave said that you were discharged from America's Rehab Campuses.
Yes, because it was only a 30-day scholarship. That's why.
No, it's because you had a cell phone.
Excuse me?
It was because you had a cell phone.
Yes, I did have my cell phone.
And that evidently was against the rules, and that caused you to be discharged.
Yes, that caused me to be discharged, but I was already 3 days away from being discharged from the 30 days.
Right, so you didn't complete. Ms. Miles, I'm going to move this hearing along. I'm just going to make a motion that, based on information in warrant 2018W2059 and the testimony of Mr. Turner, I move to find Ms. Miles delinquent as she violated terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal vice or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. So motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed. Dr. Wright. Ms. Miles, it looks like we're showing you have a release date of September 7th.
Yes, I do.
So if this board were to vote to release you today to put you back on community supervision, you would not be out any sooner than that. Anyway, do you wish to continue with your hearing, or do you want to just kill your member?
So you're saying that if they made the choice for me to get out today, I still wouldn't leave until the 7th?
It is out processing time. And your parole officer would have to do a check of the residence and et cetera, and that usually takes about 2 weeks.
Okay.
I mean, it's your right to have the hearing, but we're just saying you would not get out any sooner than the 7th, either way.
Well, I don't know, because I am pregnant, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get out and get everything I need done.
Okay, so we'll continue with the hearing then, ma'am. It's not a problem. Okay, we'll go to phase two then of your hearing and determine if your community supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we do that, Mr. Turner is going to give us all some background information, because we don't have very much information on you here. So just hold on, stay on the line there, and we'll be right back to talk with you and ask you some more questions. Just
okay.
A minute, okay? All right, Mr. Turner?
Ms. Miles was released from ADC custody on 4-9-2018 and arrested on 7-17-2018 by ADC on a tech warrant. No new charges. She was returned back to ADC custody on 7-17-2018 with a CSED of 9-7-2018, zero abscond days. Current conviction, 2017, narcotic drug violation, 15 months. Prior convictions, 2008, commitment A, count 1, narcotic drug violation, 1 year. 2008, commitment B, count 1, marijuana violation, 1 year. 2014, narcotic drug violation, 6 months. 2016, dangerous drug violation, 6 months. This is her third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2012, TIS release, completed 1 month. 2016, TIS release, absconded for 152 days, arrested, reached CSED in custody. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrest, 2004, forgery, Arizona juvenile probation. 2017, assault, Arizona unknown. She has a GB score of B3, B2.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, back to you, Ms. Miles. We have a brief written report. It looks like you were, when you were released, you were approved to live at Old Pueblo Community Services at 403 Forest Bellevue in Tucson. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then where else did you live?
Excuse me?
Did you stay there the whole time? Did you live anywhere else?
No, after that, I ended up going to the one that I was at, where I violated at, where I had the cell phone.
It's called America's Rehab Campus?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and how long did you stay there?
Almost a month.
Right, 27 days, like you said.
Yeah.
Okay. And you were not working, were you? I mean, you were participating in treatment?
No, I'm just pregnant.
Okay. All right, and it looks like I'm looking at our information. Okay, it looks like you were placed, the PO saw you at the Old Pueblo halfway house. But you had a male in your room and you were smoking in the home. Is that true?
No.
Okay. I'm going to ask Mr. Turner if there are any notes in the file about that.
There is a note on 6/4/18. I can read the note if you would like.
Sure, please do.
6/4/2018, Pio Nuno, Pio Romero, and Eric at Old Pueblo met with offender today regarding offender's continued inappropriate behaviors at the residence. Eric at Old Pueblo indicated on 6/1/2018, the offender came back to the property at 4:30 a.m. and house monitors found a male sitting on her bed in her unit. Offender was also smoking a cigarette inside the house. At that point, offender became verbally aggressive towards the house monitor and her roommates. Roommates do not feel safe around her. It was also reported the offender spends hours in the bathroom at a time and is showing signs of use and identified an alternative placement. Signs of use and identifying an alternative placement is appropriate at this time as offender is in violation of the rules of the program and has been having negative impact on recovery and mental health clients. Offender was advised by Pio Nuno that she can identify other appropriate placements or contact Pio for approval of new placement, and if she could not find a new placement, Pio Nuno will do a referral for alternative placement. Offender was advised to contact Pio by Thursday to advise of the new placement options.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Turner. So Ms. Miles, why were your roommates afraid of you?
I don't know. That was a new roommate because we had got into it because she had used some of my belongings that did not belong to her. And they didn't like that. And I told her all she had to do was ask, you know what I mean? And they made a big deal about it. So I had my friend come over and help me get my stuff because they were basically saying, like, oh, we want you to leave. And so that's when he was there.
Okay, so your friend was the male in the room. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, he was the one that was helping me get my stuff so I could leave. And the next day, that's when Trina came over and she was like, they're asking for you to leave, but you can find somewhere else to go.
Okay, all right. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions?
Seven.
Okay. All right, Ms. Miles, we're coming to the end of your hearing. I want to give you the opportunity, though, to make a final statement. Is there anything else without repeating yourself?
No.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Miles, the board's going to go into discussion, and all we ask is you just remain on the phone, remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. The board is now in discussion. Ms. Miles is an individual who is having some difficulty with complying with the rules at her treatment facilities, including having a male in her room and arriving back at the facility at 4:30 a.m. I've not seen Ms. Miles as a good candidate for community supervision, but I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to make a motion then based on information, and we're at 2018W2059, our conversation with Ms. Miles and information provided by Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Miles was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by being non-compliant with the rules and with the direction of her parole officer.
Second.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded Dr. White, agreed Mr. Johnson. Ms. Miles, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and we're showing that you have a release date of September 7th, so you'll be released on that day. We wish you the best, and thank you for participating in your hearing today. Could you give the phone back to the CO3, please?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.